It's been a rocky road for Petersburg's borough plans this year. The petition's been on the street for a few months, but the city's still far short of the signatures it needs to submit the proposal to the state. A public forum on the plan in April drew a big crowd, but most of the folks there were critical or spoke against the borough. At Monday's council meeting, city manager Richard Underkoffler asked for direction.
You know, when we had that public forum, the last item on the agenda was, where do we go from here? And we didn't answer that question, so we bring it back to you.
Underkoffler listed a few options. The city could continue to try and gather signatures on the petition as it's currently written. It could give up the effort altogether. Underkoffler said the council could consider establishing special non-resident user charges for some local services that are currently subsidized by property taxes. Underkoffler's fourth option was to take another look at the borough petition, particularly in respect to some of the concerns that people raised at the recent public forum.
And prepare another proposed charter and petition that might set forth different boundaries. For example, don't go so far up north or so far south. Have three readings instead of two readings on proposed ordinances. Require an exceptional majority, say 60%, for voter approval of charter amendments. That was a concern that the tyranny of the majority would trump the people that are outside the city or the borough at some time in the future. Or have multiple service areas and different tax rates to more fairly distribute and recover a property owner's use of property taxes. Subsidized infrastructure and services.
That sounded perfect to Mayor Al Dwyer, who suggested the city ask the people who served on the borough's charter commission to review the document and make some of these changes. Then the city would have to start over in its signature gathering effort. Dwyer and Councillor Mark Jensen prompted some skeptical laughs from the city manager and Councillor Melinda Hofstede when they suggested the changes might generate more public support.
Maybe we'd get more people in favor of it if the changes were made like they requested.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Probably.
I don't think so.
Well, I think we got to make the, I think we got to try.
Councillor Hofstede had a slightly different idea. She agreed the city and its former charter commission should take another look at the petition and get it revised and ready for a signature gathering again. But then Hofstede said she'd like to mothball it. She wasn't worried other boroughs would try to take over Petersburg's territory.
It's unlikely because of the model borough boundaries that we're going to get sucked into anybody's. But I think if we had a borough petition that was more acceptable than the one we have now, and then just mothball it. And I think the user charges are fine if they're reasonable.
But Dwyer thought the decision should go before the voters.
We should clean up the petition, get it the way they suggested, the people who were against it,
mm-hmm.
and go out and get the signatures, put it on the ballot, and vote it up or down.
Mm-hmm.
And
the people who are against it just don't want to, they don't want to let the assessor loose on them. That's what they don't want.
A number of residents who live or own property outside city limits have raised concerns about rising property tax assessments in Petersburg and the fact that under the borough, they'd have to pay a 4 mil tax rate without receiving any new services. Under state law, a local government could choose to charge less than 4 mils in property tax, but the borough would still have to pay for local schools with at least the equivalent of 4 mils worth of assessed property values within the borough boundaries. Councillor Jensen illustrated what that would mean to other taxpayers.
So if it's assessed just for an easy figure at $1 million and you're only receiving $200,000 in taxes, the rest of the taxpayers have to make up the difference of the $800,000? So that's another catch right there, huh?
The councillors agreed to ask the former members of the Borough Charter Commission to work on revising the proposal. The current city council has not been as enthusiastic about borough formation as the previous mayor and council under which most of the petition was developed. The city's staff and consultant finalized the petition last year. It describes the projected revenues and expenditures, boundaries, and justifications for the borough. The charter is part of the whole petition package, but it's a separate document, and it lays out the broader system of borough government. It was completed in the fall of 2006 by the Borough Charter Commission. That was a group of area residents appointed by the city council. Harold Madallin was a member, and like Hofstede, he suggested the city should revise the petition, but then he thought they should put it on the shelf.
I don't think right now it's cost-effective. I mean, if we form a borough, we're going to hire a few more people here and a few more people there and have to expand the motor pool and all these things. I can just see it. And I just rough pencil it out. Every time you guys hire somebody else, it costs me another $30. And I'm trying to save.
The current borough petition shows the new government in the black, but some members of the public, including some charter commissioners, have questioned the accuracy of its financial projections. Charter Commission Vice Chair Tom Reinarts was glad to hear the council was willing to revise the proposal, and he's willing to take part.
You know, I've got a lot of thoughts on how it could be better, and one of the things I've always emphasized to everybody, I'm not against the borough. I'm just opposed to, you know, the current petition that's out there. And I do believe that a borough could be established that really was a win-win for everybody and meets everybody's needs and doesn't compromise any one group.
But Reinarts thinks the city needs to do a better job of public outreach. That was the intention behind last month's borough forum, but it was the only time the city's held such an event since it started working on the petition.
When you do something like this that's, you know, fairly traumatic and a fairly major redirection of the municipalities, you got to go out and sell it before you ask people to sign it. And I think they have to come up with a program where they go out and have community meetings and present to the people what this borough is about, how it impacts them, you know, what the pluses are, what the minuses are, and then that, after they've done that, then ask them to sign it.
At this point, city staff plan to contact Charter Commission members about reviewing the proposal. Depending on how many are available and interested, the mayor and council do have the option to appoint additional members. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.